He had plastic bags wrapped round his shoes. He was covered with the evening news. Had a pair of old wool socks on his hands. The bank sign was flashing five below. It was freezing rain and spitting snow. He was curled up behind some garbage cans. I was afraid that he was dead. I gave him a gentle shake. When he opened up his eyes, I said, "Oh man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down an older road. Past a field of hay that had just been I was almost home."
Came back with Mr. Craig Morgan, country music star, hunter, outdoorsman, outdoor television, great guy. In my opinion, one of the best country music songs ever written. We're into our last segment, last hour of our show. Thanks for riding through the break with us. If you're just joining us, you're listening to KFNS 590 The Fan, Eye on the Outdoors in the Midwest Outdoor Studios, deep within our bunker at an undisclosed location. Now we're going to go back to yesteryear, a little story time, back in the early days of turkey hunting in my great state of Missouri, down in the Missouri Ozarks. This week for you boys and girls, we're going to go back into the hills to the dance. Here we go.
It's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is the dance. There is a magical place in the Missouri Ozarks, close to this old homestead on the edge of National Forest, where a spring-fed creek winds its way past a rocky glade and meanders down through an ancient hand-cleared pasture. The pasture's north slope meets the base of a steep oak ridge and the remnants of an ancient split-rail fence. Not far from the old split-rail fence and the Ozarks glade, two hollers come together, just above the crown of the pasture. There stands a giant old oak tree, a majestic oak, as old as the hills themselves. Rest your back against the huge base of that old oak, face toward the glade and the corner of the wild flower-filled pasture, and you're in one of the finest places in all of America to call and kill a sharp-spurred gobbler. I know, because I've done so over a dozen times as a young boy, a young man, and a grown man. And from stories I've heard, my great-grandpa, my grandpa, and my dad also killed gobblers from this very same oak. The reason? This little area in the Ozark Hills is where generations of wild turkeys go to do the dance. It's 4:45 a.m., Sunday morning, 1966, Missouri spring turkey season. As a 13-year-old boy, I'm elated my grandma permitted me to skip church service this morning to go hunt turkeys. I slowly make my way up through Hop Holler in total darkness as I enjoy the boisterous chorus of whippoorwills. As I climb the steep main ridge and turn north toward the old Sutterfield Sawmill Holler, I pause to look at my grandpa's old timepiece in the soft light of the kerosene lantern, the very same pocket watch and lantern I climbed the mountain with back in 1962 on my first turkey hunt. Finally reaching my destination, I blow out the old rusty lantern and sit down against a tree to wait for first light and the first booming gobble of an Ozark's ghost. Turkey season, after being closed for 23 years, Missouri's first modern-day turkey season was held in April 1960. Turkey hunting was permitted for just 3 days and only in 14 Ozark counties during that first season. After taking my first gobbler in 1962, each season since then has been a total nightmare for me. I messed up every way possible, but just maybe this will be the season I will finally kill another spring gobbler. I'm very fortunate to hail from a family rich in turkey hunting heritage. My ancestors settled west of Potosi, Missouri around 1830 from Pendleton County, Virginia, bringing with them turkey hunting skills honed in the Virginia mountains. During the late 1800s, my great-grandpa left the I settlement west of Potosi and homesteaded in Iron County, way up a remote holler at the base of Johnson Mountain. Years later, my grandpa, one of 11 kids in his family, farmed that same old home place, the very same farm where my dad was born and raised. At the first streaks of light in the eastern sky and the whippoorwills go silent, a barred owl sings the Who Cooks For You, Who Cooks For You All somewhere below me as I hear the first gobble of the 1966 turkey season. Sounds like it's somewhere over toward Pruitt Mountain. Now the songbirds are singing and crows loudly greeting the new day. Gobbling in every direction increases. I now hear gobblers on every hill around the farm, Dry Fork Holler, behind my great uncle Mons, and in the old lease. Just as I begin to question my decision on hunting the Pruitt side of the farm, two gobblers rattle above me. Clutching my grandpa's old hammer double barrel, I move slowly and quietly toward the closer of the two gobblers. I set up, then I sand my homemade corn cob and slate call. But I make my first yelps with my voice, then follow the hen yelps with clucks from my slate. Both gobblers respond, but are steadily moving away, gobbling as they go. I start to panic, but remember what my grandpa said to me. You're always in too big a hurry, boy. Have patience. Stop running to turkey and scaring them away. Slow down. Turkeys aren't going anywhere. They live there. They're on turkey time, not our time. Slow down. Let things unfold. Enjoy the woods, and the turkeys will come. I decide to stay put, so I throw out another series of calls that slouch low against the tree, quelling hunger pains with one of Grandma's homemade jelly biscuits I find deep within my old jumper jacket pocket. Nodding off in the warm morning sunlight filling the valley, I hear something moving behind me. Turning slowly, I see an older gray-haired man wearing a felt hat and bib overalls slowly coming my way. He's a bit on the skinny side with a narrow, weathered, deep-lined face. He, too, has an old double-barrel hammer gun. The stock has small sanded chalk area from the cedar scratch call he's holding in his right hand. The old man pauses, leans against a tree close to me and speaks softly. Boy, you ain't going to kill that old warrior gobbler sitting here. This is his roost. He leaves here right after light. Besides, you're on the wrong side. He flies up the roost from that bench up there, same place he flies down to at daylight. But if you're going to kill that old long-spurred turkey, you got to set up where he does the dance. What's the dance, I ask? It's where he does the mating dance for the girls, where he struts, a place the sun reflects off his feathers, a place where he can be seen and heard. It's always an open area, usually a glade in these hills, always a place with good nesting cover and water for the hens, a place he courts the hens and holds the dance. It's a special place that generations of gobblers have done the dance. As long as nothing changes in the area, gobblers will hold the dance there for years to come. And boy, you don't want to be late for the dance. Where is this place, I ask? Go over toward the old lease, turn left at the corner of the old split rail. Stay low in that small holler. Go to the corner of the pasture, but stay in the woods. Crawl up that huge oak next to the glade, just off the corner of the field. Right where two hollers come together and the stream flows past the glade and on through the field. That's where he does the dance. Suddenly, a squirrel chatters loudly and a crow calls right above me. I open my eyes and realize I'd fallen asleep. I look around. There's no one there and all is quiet. It was all but just a dream. I gather myself, pick up the lantern, and turn to walk back down toward the farm. But curiosity gets the best of me. I turn and walk toward the old lease. Following the old man's directions, I find that old oak, just like in my dream. I crawl to its base, set up, load the old gun, and scratch out a few yelps on my corncob slate. A booming gobble rifles right back to me from just across the glade. I drop my call and raise my gun, just as a small brown hen walks up from my right side, yelping as she comes. Then, just as I cut my eyes back toward the glade, I see a huge gobbler running through the cedars, crossing the split rail and coming toward the glade, rocking from side to side with a beard swinging as he comes. I wait until he crosses the glade and steps in the corner of the field, aim the old gun, and pull the trigger. That old long-spurred warrior is now flopping in the wildflowers as the hen cackles loudly and flies away. I grab that old gobbler and hurry to the farmhouse. Grandma greets me by the spring house and tells me Grandpa was just about ready to go look for me because it's now after 12 noon and they just came back from church. I tell Grandma and Grandpa how I fell asleep on the ridge and saw an old man in the dream, and he told me where to get this turkey. They both laughed and tell me to hang the gobbler in the smokehouse to clean up for Sunday dinner over my great Aunt Marie's. During Sunday dinner, while sitting at the large oak table, a table that's covered with a ton of food, I just happen to look above the china cabinet and see a big, heavy frame picture. In that picture is an old man, skinny, with a weathered line face. It's then I realize, that's the man from my dream. I ask my great aunt and my grandma, who is that man? My aunt says, that's your great-great-grandpa, Noah I. He was quite a turkey hunter. He knew turkeys in the hills better than anyone. He was born in 1857 and passed in 1935. It's the old man from my dream. They both laugh. Boy, you have such a wild imagination. Now clean up your plate. We have blackberry cobbler for dessert.
And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us for Eyes on the Outdoors National Radio Show. Share the outdoors with others and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
To be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. That I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. Defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.